cannot be. And then another day in this week, but I was smiling today. Oh, stand up, everybody. I'm grieving many times a day. And all I ever care about, I forget I never lived this life.
Sing a little mountain song there, one called Lonesome River. I think Carter Stanley wrote that. We're very, very happy to be here, back here on the five-string banjo. He has been with me 8.5 years to start with. He's going on 8.5 more. He took a little vacation. We're happy to have him back. He's on the 30 Years of Farming CD and the Bed with the Window CD, of course, on Rounder Records. And we're happy to be here and have him back. Adam Pond, next, we give Adam a big hand, if you will. Over here on the over here on the fiddle from Belford, Kentucky, doing a great job. We're mighty happy to have him back, if you'd make him welcome. Adam Haynes, give Adam Haynes a big hand. Adam 1 and Adam 2. So let's hit it. Don't feel blue when I tell you I'm leaving, but you don't cry, dear, when I set you free. Oh, I know that my heart is breaking. I'll get by, don't you cry over me. When the rain is falling, that's fine, dear. And you're happy for all I ever see. But don't be thinking of me with sorrow.
Back here in Eckerdale once again at Gray Fox. It's good to be back. All right. We're going to introduce a young man back here playing the acoustic bass guitar for you. We know you're partial to him. You don't have to tell us. We understand that. Don't get excited. It's just a bass player. All right. Nevertheless, he comes from the great state of North Carolina. He's one of the finest bass players you ever hear. One of the best ones up on stage right now. From Cary, North Carolina, he's got a job resume that's a mile long, and what that's all about is basically he can't keep work. If you would, say hello to our dear friend, fine singer and bass player, Mr. John Wade on acoustic bass right here. And the guy that left the stage, he's back.
Did
you find it?
Hell, man. Here we go. We're good.
I got it, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. We'll do that. Yes, sir. All right, we're going to introduce this little man here with a mandolin. Good. How you doing? Good to see you. He's been with me come December the 12th. This fella here with a little mandolin been with me 10 years. December 12th, make 10 years. I heard there was a rumor that years ago that after Curly Ray Cline had been with Ralph Stanley 10 years, he got a free Cadillac. I got good news for you. I bought you one. I got you Escalade. I got you a white one. I got you a black one, too. I got you two. They're on sale at Walmart. I got both of them. Big battery-operated things. You're going to love them. Got two batteries, two big cars. You got it made. You can play all you want.
We ain't never gonna
fit in. Well, I know that. Anyway,
That's joking around a little bit, but from Bedford, Kentucky. He's worked hard for me the last 10 years, and I'm mighty proud of him. He's had a little trouble with his hip, but he's all better now. And if you'd make welcome the right arm of my singing from Raccoon, Kentucky, Kevin Prater, give Kevin a big hand if you will. Ken tell him about, and well, then the rest is history. We got in the studio and we cut it. It's been a good one for me. It's on the latest CD. The story tells one called Echo Mountain, and it goes like this. Thank you. Over there inside the cabin was the BBC for sound. Now the back door wide open to a line still. And knew they'd made a great mistake with the rights of blood to spill. Now on Echo Mountain, you'll find a lonesome grave with a handmade marble stone that reads, God bless the brave. When Daddy tells the story about the dog who saved my life, he always asks forgiveness and the tears fill his eyes. All the neighbors know the reason for the Johnson's bitter tears. When a man don't eat good, it's the end of the way. Now the cars on Echo Mountain will haunt me to my grave. When a man don't eat good, it's the end of the way.
That a whole lot. That's one called Echo Mountain. We're going to go up to B chord and B flat. I'm sorry, we're going to B flat. Well, folks, in the last 12 weeks, I've lost 38 pounds. Well, sometimes your doctor tells you some stories that you better listen to me. So I'm listening. Yep, I'm listening. We're going to do one right now the country gentleman done many, many years ago. We recorded this song. John Duffy wrote this. I think it was done about 1956. And my daughter Shelby and I, we was coming back from a fishing trip the other day, and she had the complete box set of the old classic country gentleman. She's 13 and she loves everybody in bluegrass, including her daddy, and she loves the old classic country gentleman. And this song come on, and she said, "Daddy, you recorded that one." I said, "Yeah, I sure did." It's one called "Wear a Red Rose." Thank you.
an old Carl Smith song we recorded on the 30 Years of Farming album back about 2001. Let me introduce those right quick that's present and been unaccounted for since we got up here. Hey! Must owe you money. Glad you singled me out. All right. This young man playing the guitar is responsible for this ensemble up here. He is a 6-time Spigma Male Traditional Vocalist of the Year. He's been nominated by the IBMA
sometimes.
He's been nominated by the IBMA.
Tell him we're doing a gospel show at the IBMA this year.
Yeah, on Sunday. Yeah. We just got the confirmation on that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, then.
Yesterday.
So, if you're coming to the IBMA, we're going to do gospel music Sunday morning out there.
You get a free ticket for the week.
That means it's a chance for James to repent. I never said that. Anyway, 6-time Spigma Male Traditional Vocalist of the Year, 1/6 of the Powerhouse Group Longview, an honorary Clinch Mountain boy for life, and one of the most honorary people that I know. And I know him, and you all love him as much as we do. Say hello to James King, would you? Thank you.
can hardly remember. I don't know why I'm crying. I can't undo standing. Why I'm surprised at myself. First thing tomorrow morning, I'll clean up that chair. Just a few. On 30 years of farming, I believe it's the only one I've ever, out of all the records I've ever recorded one instrumental. Adam Poindexter wrote this song. We'll get him to play it for you right now. We have a new gospel CD coming out sometime in 2008. Right? Yeah, 2008. Yeah, I got that right, didn't I? Also got a new long view coming sometime around the first year. Right, Ken? All right. Just checking to see how things are going. Well, you know, you have to ask sometimes. Here's one called Whooping It, goes like this. Thank you. Adam Hondash for doing one called Whooping It. He wrote that several years ago. Basically, I won't get into that story, but I will tell you just a little bit about it. One time we was out in Salt, we was out in what's that other town? Maybe they, Arizona. They's the one at the top. Flagstaff. There you go. Yeah, Flagstaff. Yeah, yeah. We was going through Flagstaff. We done a show for Bill Renew, and I said, well, we got to kind of be up in Salt Lake City Monday. I said, well, we got to go through Vegas. So we went. If it had been any way to, I was in the head of the big bus, if it had been any way to went through the Grand Canyon and went all the way to the bottom of it, come through it and went up on the top up in that bus, I'd have went that way. Because I went the wrong way when I went to Vegas. Man, I said I had the old bus going up the road Monday morning and heading to Salt Lake City. The Pondex was back there fooling that banjo. And he said, hey, King, I got you a song. It's called Whooping It. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, because that's what you got in Vegas, whooped. I said, all right. So that's the story on that. Well, I would tell a dreary, joke, but y'all would much rather hear music. I ain't telling sorry jokes today, but I have got a doozy, but I ain't gonna tell it. Oh. All right, okay, all right, I'll tell it. Look, okay, all right. I dreamed that I died and went to heaven. And when I got up to heaven, I got off the elevator, and St. Peter said, well, Mr. King, welcome to heaven. All you gotta do is spell a word. I said, all right. So I got up there, and he said, spell love. I said, L-O-V-E, went right in. About 2 weeks later, I was standing over minding my own business. St. Peter said, come here a minute. I need you to watch the gate right quick. Watch it real quick, and I'll be back in about 30 minutes. So he said, now if anybody comes in, tell them to spell a word. You make up the word, any which way you want to do it. Man, lo and behold, off the elevator walked my ex-wife. I said, you made it. She said, you made it. I said, yeah, we both here. She said, but I'm kind of watching the gate. You got to spell a word to get in. She said, that's no problem. What's the word? I said, Czechoslovakia.
Oh, no, that's bad. That's bad.
Hey, you know what? They don't go too good here because I think they can all spell that in New York.
Well, you know what? I guarantee my ex-wife can spell it. Here we go. This is one called She Took Her Breath Away. Took His Breath Away, right? This is a beautiful love song, folks, and I want y'all to pay close attention to this. I had a hard time singing this when I first got it in the mail. Thanks to Kenner, I wasn't having it mailed to me. Here it goes. You ready? They couldn't catch her, no matter how he tried. If she noticed him at all, he couldn't say. He didn't know if it was love or what the feeling was. He only knew she took his breath away. Call it smart. Somehow he won her heart. She looked so gorgeous on her wedding day. She whispered, I love you. He tried to say me too, but he couldn't speak. Took his breath away. At night he closed his eyes and dreamed about her, and he swore he'd love her till his dying day. Life just wouldn't be the same. His breath away. Two hearts one though, to be together for calling for you, Joe. And I think you better go. She ain't got long, you heard the doctor say. Been kneeling by her bed, the last words that she said, you know you always took my breath away. Swore he'd love her till his dying day. He didn't have the world to live without her. He loved her so, she took his breath away. Set our CDs up over here. We got, of course, all the rounder releases. I'm on a CD also called A Celebration of Life, and that's Musicians Against Childhood Cancer. I have a few of those left, and I think everybody just about has got a copy of it, but it's some 38 songs Darrell Atkins recorded down at his place. Bebe the Wind is on that also, and I also got the original Bebe the Wind, 30 Years of Farming, These Old Pictures, Longview. I got everything that I've done on Rounder, and I think just about it out there. I got some compilations, and if you'd be interested in taking a souvenir home, we'd sure appreciate selling it to you. I'd like to thank my record producer for putting up with me 15 years and letting me be on Rounder. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. They say we got time to do two more numbers. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to sing this song right here. I know it's another slow one, and I know I've never recorded this, but this is a good old gospel number that I want to do, and I'm going to send it out to my buddy Pete Cockendall, wherever he's at. I know he's walking around here somewhere, but I'm not even going to tell you the name of it. She'll know it when Kevin kicks it off, but I've just got to sing it. We got to get the quartet around here. We'll do this one in 30 Years of Farming and bid y'all adieu. I wondered again, am I home in the mountain? Where you sailed on, I was happy and free. I looked for my friend, but I never could find you. I found they were all. Beautiful home. some beautiful day. I'll meet them in hell, where no one will be stranger to.
Everybody out there
seems to be rank strangers. No mother nor dead,
no mother nor dead, not a friend could I see,
not a friend could I see. They knew not my name,
they knew not my name.
I found they were all, rank strangers to me. Rank strangers to me. All righty, folks, we're going to do your one called 30 Years of Farming. I was listening on the Americana Network the other night, and Fred Eagle Smith, the man wrote this song. He was must have been done a live concert in Chicago or something. Anyway, he said, ladies and gentlemen, the next number I'm going to do is 30 Years of Farming. You know, they told me one time that 30 Years of Farming might make a big bluegrass hit. Well, 25 years later, James King made it number one in bluegrass, and here's one called 30 Years of Farming. That a man put him in, and when we saw it, we all ran out just to see what it had to say. And when we read it, our eyes filled with tears and a bitter wood clay. Something about the morning, something about foreclosure, something about filling the bay. Like a blue precious heart. And every number the auctioneer called meant a little thing sold that day. We stood there watching while everything was auctioned, and they loaded it and hauled it away. No cattle, no tractor, no tools. We loaded up the car, just closed the road. read from the book. We took one last look, and then we drove away.
And on the bus by the general store, that brother up a little sign. Help yourself, they have their motto at the end of 30 miles.
James King Band. Be sure and stop over at their booth. In fact, in between sets, it always takes a few minutes to set up the bands in between. You want to take a wander over there. The artists are set up partway up the hill, and you have the Bluegrass Boutique.